And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 17th. This week in 1963, Barbra Streisand married actor Elliot Gould. Their marriage lasted 8 years. Chubby Checker's The Twist went to number one for the first time this week in 1960. It would return once again to the top of the charts and number one 2 years later in 1962. Roy Orbison's two sons passed away in a fire at his Hendersonville, Tennessee home while he was performing in England this week in 1968. The Temptations received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1994. This week, the Archie's Saturday morning cartoon show debuted in 1968. Shindig premiered on television this week, and the first episode included Sam Cooke, the Everly Brothers, the Righteous Brothers, and Bobby Sherman this week in 1964. The show lasted for 2 seasons. Lots of debuts on TV this week. The Dean Martin Show debuted in 65. Let's see, what else? The Patty Duke Show in 1963. The Tab Hunter Show debuted in 1960. Let's see, what else was there in the TV shows? I think that's about it for this week. I beg your pardon. The Doors appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1967. Ed was not a happy camper. They sang Light My Fire, and he had banned the song from being performed because he didn't want them to sing Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. They did. This week in 1975, Guess Who Day was declared in the hometown of the Guess Who in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The first Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour kicked off in 1959 this week, starring Lloyd Price, Dwayne Eddy, Paul Anka, Bobby Rydell, the Coasters, and more. Elvis Presley set sail for West Germany with the U.S. Army this week in 1958. The Beatles-inspired movie Across the Universe opened this week in 2007. Anne Margaret was the guest voice in the role of Anne Margrock in The Flintstones this week in 1963. Ed Sullivan released a record called The Sully Gully this week in 1969. In 67, a British radio station mistakenly announced that Engelbert Humperdinck had died in a car crash. He's still alive today. Carl Perkins Day, declared in the state of Tennessee a year after his death this week in 1999. The Village People received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2008. Patti Page's Big Record TV show premiered this week in 1957 with Sal Mineo and the Dominoes. The following year, she actually left the network and moved over to another one with the Patti Page Oldsmobile show. In the studio this week, Little Richard recorded Tutti Frutti in 55. Shirley Ellis recorded The Nitty Gritty in 1963. Joe Tex recorded Skinny Legs and All in 1967. Johnny Burnett cut You're 16 in 1960. The Supremes recorded on their own because in 1968, Diana Ross in the studio on her own, and she recorded Love Child. The Everly Brothers recorded Walk Right Back in 1960. Tennessee Ernie Ford recorded 16 Tons in 55. Billy Joel began recording Piano Man this week in 1973. And Dee Dee Sharp recorded Ride this week in 1962. Rock and roll birthdays for you. David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat and Tears, happily living in Toronto these days and having a birthday at 79 years old. Peter Cetera from Chicago, 76. Charles Brown, born this week, 1922. Ringo Starr's son, Zach Starkey, is 55. Joey Heatherton, 76. Barry Kelsall from the Kelsalls, born this week, 1954. Jimmy Gilmer is 80. Julian, Cannonball Adderley, born this week, 1928. The great B.B. King, born in 1925. Bill Black, who was the bass player for Elvis Presley, he was born this week in 1926. Frankie Avalon is turning 80. Jimmy Rogers, 87. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers is also turning 80 this week. Cass Elliott, member of the Mamas and Papas, born this week in... I've lost that date there. I beg your pardon. Brooke Benton is born 31. Freda Payne is 78. Billy Ward, born this week, 1921. The Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, born this week in 1931. Songwriter Paul Williams, of course, famous for songs such as An Old-Fashioned Love Song, We've Only Just Begun, Evergreen, and so many more. He's turning 80 this week. And Rex Smith is 65. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 13th. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.